The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good yawning this morning. Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk, all Thursday, the 18th of June, 2026, and you are on the clock with What More Do Y'all Fathers Want? Green. I will never forget, of course I've forgotten the year by now, but I'll never forget the occasion of the church service for the National Women's Week celebration. This is about 20 years ago. 20 plus years ago, we attended the National Women's Committee, attended church service. Reverend Charles Saunders was the preacher. Now, I will remark that this church that we attended was not the church that was selected by the planning committee. But ultimately, cabinet makes the decision. So we went to Reverend Charles Saunders' church that year for the National Women's Day celebration, commemoration, at the church service, to have Mr. Reverend Charles Saunders stand up in the faces of all of these women that are continuing to contribute to the building of the nation and look in our face and row us and ask us, well, what more y'all want? Y'all have everything. That's when I knew the Bahamas was in a real place. But today, in that vein, I want to ask, I have like three simple questions I want to ask today. We start with the last question is, What more do men want? Father's Day edition. But the first question on the list is, what does the RBPF Road Traffic Division want? The second question on the list is, what does the U.S. State Department want? Simple questions this morning. We're going to start with the first one. What does the RBPF Road Traffic Division want? I don't know, like, what do they want in life? I think, like, they want to not work traffic. I'm getting that sense. But, like, what do they want? See, in the Bahamas, I'm not allowed to go into a casino and gamble. I'm not allowed to go into a casino and play roulette. They still call it Russian roulette. I'm not allowed to play roulette, right? But on the streets of New Providence and the Family Islands, we are forced to play Russian roulette every day. Every day. And sometimes the person holding the trigger is a police officer. Every day. This morning, on my way to work, in the right lane on Shirley Street, so we are approaching Standard Services, we just passing Ebenezer, we're approaching Church Street where St. Matthew's is. I see a taxi in the left lane. In fact, I was in the left lane. I see a taxi in the left lane just begin to slow down for no reason, no turn signal, no pedestrian at the pedestrian crossing. They just begin to slow down. So I put on my turn signal to move into the right lane because I assume he is turning into Auto Mall, the immediate corner on his left. That's not what the taxi driver was doing. So I tell you, I put on my turn signal and moved into the right lane. The taxi driver, without putting on their turn signal, turned right. So I thought if I reduce my speed sufficiently, I could prevent an accident as he's turning right across two lanes, right? What does the taxi driver do? Does he turn through Church Street? No. He pulls up partially in the roadway, partially on Church Street, to the hubcap man, to have a conversation with him while I am maintaining the right of way in that lane. And what was going to happen if I said something to him? I was going to get cussed. And the people around me is going to wonder, why am I upset? Like, he didn't actually hit your car. Him not hitting my car had nothing to do with him. Nothing to do with him at all. I mean, like, every single day. Today, this morning, y'all be careful. Because on my way to work this morning, there's a BPL truck on East Hill Street at the East Street intersection. They are on the inside of East Hill Street on the eastbound lane, right? So, but they're facing the wrong direction. So they're facing west in the eastbound lane, and it is, they're so far in the corner that as you're approaching the corner, preparing to turn, you can't see them until you begin the turn. What's the problem with that? Well, the problem with that is that they don't have a traffic management team. So as I am turning onto East Hill Street, I am faced with cars that are in my lane, in the westbound lane, heading eastbound, as I am trying to clear the intersection because there's oncoming traffic. I don't know. Do the staff at BPL understand why we cannot celebrate them? Like, you already had 5 men on the job. Nobody could be the traffic management team? Not one single person? And then you wonder why people look at you on the road like you ain't got no good sense, because you ain't got no good sense. A BPL station without cones, knowing that you're going to obstruct traffic. But we must celebrate you. And I must wear the burden, right, of a hater, because I would raise something as simple as that in the public domain. But I didn't need that. Look at the state of BPL. Look at the state of BPL. We didn't even get there. I practiced restraint. The audacity of the minister waiting 8+ weeks to tell us something that we told her the week after the shooting incident. Like, how dare you fix your mouth to tell us it's growing pains? The audacity. And again, I say to the people in the West, what you are experiencing in the West is what residents in the East experienced for 2 decades. Easily. 2 decades. It is laughable. Not just what the state is doing, but the way in which we refuse to approach the situation like sensible, organized citizens. And mind you, it's hard. It's hard because the state has done a lot of groundwork. Nothing, no tree trimming, no clearing verges, but groundwork. Destabilizing the unions and destabilizing the media so nobody could maintain a sustained and coherent conversation about what is happening at BPL. Commissioner of Police, where are you? What's happening? Why are the police not following traffic controls on the road? Why are the police not enforcing traffic controls on the road? Why are emergency vehicle operators not following traffic controls on the road? If an ambulance is coming towards me and they don't have on the siren and they don't have on the signal, I mean the lights, why am I to assume they're in emergency mode? It's almost as if we have a whole bunch of people on the road who are not qualified to drive. They don't have the capacity to drive because it's one simple thing. Know the rules and follow them. Not know the rules, but make up your own. Here's a text. The text says, man, if y'all let the former co-owner of the web shop sit in cabinet, you should consider allowing Bahamians to gamble in the casino, in the hotels. No. The hotel model, they take anywhere from 60 to 90% of what is generated out of the country. That's why this is a rights issue that I prepared to interrogate, right? Because the existing plantation tourism model system allows, permits, enables the foreign direct investor to, in some instances, extract anywhere from 60 to 90% of the profits. So no, we're not going in the web shop. Good morning, Aaron. The power on Eleuthera was off from 8 p.m. Tuesday evening until Wednesday after 4 p.m. I saw a notice. I'm not making fun of the people in Eleuthera. The notice said the BPL pay office is closed because of the BPL power outage. I thought the Family Islands were supposed to be moving to like modular contracts, like they're supposed to be moving to alternate energy-based systems, right? Like the whole thing was separated. There was the New Providence contracts, and then there were the Family Island contracts. I want to apologize to Family Island residents, especially the little children, right? I want to apologize to you. They should have seen it coming. We collectively should have seen it coming. I saw it coming. I told them it was coming. They don't rate me. It's okay. It's okay. We could continue to have the conversation. I still could show you what I see. Eleuthera has been rendered back to a 1990s, early 1990s state, pre-1992 state. And y'all had a whole election without demanding answers, clarity, transparency, coherency. That's like where you could hear the person talking and you know the words that they're using, but you can't quite understand why they're using the words together in this way. That's what incoherent means. I hear you talking, but you ain't making no sense. Another text says, I'm impressed what I'm hearing from the new Minister of Tourism. I have never heard any Minister of Tourism in the Bahamas speak the way she's speaking on behalf of us, the Bahamian people. I believe she will make a difference. We should encourage her. I never forget that that is the former Deputy Prime Minister of the Bahamas' daughter, Audie Hannah, and she do not talk foolishness. Listen, I love my good cousin Glennis Hannah, and as soon as she takes A.D. Hannah's PLP to someplace where it can flourish, I shall be there with her. But for right now, I am looking for an article that I took down, Minister of Tourism speaking to the continued revitalization of downtown. But here's the thing. She was talking specifically about roads. And I asked myself, why is the Minister of Tourism talking about roads in town? Why is this the model that we continue to use despite it not working? Downtown needs a mayor. Downtown needs a mayor. Downtown needs a power structure, right? Needs a power structure that can manage the relationship between the state and the government in a way that ensures some, if not primary, benefit to the residents of the country and the constituents in the area, right? The fact that I've never seen a task force described as having a representative from each constituency that composes the downtown area suggests to me that the model that they have is the problem. Like the way that you are organizing it is the problem. And you could see it from the break because it doesn't appear as if there's any real citizen resident engagement. You got the stakeholders like the Ministry of Tourism and the government, like Ministry of Finance, Revenue Collecting, right? You got those stakeholders, and you got the businesses in town, those stakeholders. Then you got the tourism megaliths, right? The people who have and the cruise port, and then the companies that use the cruise port, and then they have their private islands that technically connected to the port, right? Like, where is the space for resident and citizen participation? Maybe that's why it's not going anywhere. Okay, so let me see. We're going to look at the text line, and then I want to go to the second question. What does the State Department, what more does the State Department want? So the Ambassador Herschel Walker has taken an extremely strong stance on the jet ski sector. Government makes changes, there's a jet ski task force, and yet the U.S. government does not seem to be satisfied. It may be an inherent characteristic, maybe not. I think that what the U.S. State Department wants in relation to the jet ski sector is not just better enforcement. The U.S. government likely, I shall speculate in this moment, wants a complete overhaul of the jet ski sector. So let me tell you what I mean and what I think. The jet ski sector seems to be a place where men, young men, younger men, and older men who have been marginalized from mainstream employment due to a lack of academic qualifications, an unwillingness to engage tertiary education to get a degree, right? Maybe they have a troubled past with the law and a record, right, that would render them unqualified or unsuitable, undesirable for many job applications. A lot of young men who live in a culture counter to the norm, we say the norm, the social culture, right? They, like many others, some in Parliament, are stuck in an era, a cultural era. See, we are the descendants of enslaved people. Our mere existence is a protest. We come from counterculture, from a space where white is right, and anything dark is night. Need to go to hell. We have not moved away from that. We still perceive ourselves as the counterculture, even though we are the determiners of our own fate. We write our own laws. We decide which laws we're going to enforce. We vote for our own people, right? But still, we act like when we see a law we don't like, instead of using the power available to us as citizens to change the law, we just go break it, like left on red. To the point where the police, as opposed to maintaining a public lobby with the ministries responsible to ensure the most effective policy and signage is in place, they say, man, to hell with it. We're not enforcing that law, right? Like that's where we are as a people. And so people who are stuck in, young men who are sort of stuck in that culture, will see the jet ski sector as a place where they could make some money or they can maintain gainful employment, right, which is more than just making some money, or they can develop some economic agency until they could move on to something else, right? A lot of young men in that sector, though, are there because of the structure of the space. I'm outside, ain't nobody policing me. I could smoke my little joint when I want to. I could operate my jet ski on one or two Guinness if I want to, right? I'm not saying that's the whole of the sector, but that sector is attractive to people who are thinking like that. I see the phone line was buzzing. I'm gonna stick a pin, let's go to the phone line, and then we're getting right back to that. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still? Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, turn down your radio for me, please. Hi, you still there?
Morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I'm listening, but I just called you to tell you. Answer the phone before Sparky call and open the Bible from Genesis to Exodus.
Yes, ma'am.
So.
Yes, ma'am.
The man in the House of Assembly, who got all the money, Mm-hmm. Why don't he do something, a nightclub on Bay Street, so when the tourists them come, they'll have some place to go in the nighttime, enjoy themselves.
Yes, ma'am. I agree with you. I agree with you. It's up to us to bring overnight cruising back to New Providence. It's up to us, and we could do it. And my good auntie there, that's the answer. Now, because we don't have overnight cruising right now, you start that club at midday, 12 noon. You let the people know. We got to all, what do they call it? Not a speakeasy, because that's technically like illegal, right? But we got an all-night juke joint all day. 12 noon to midnight, right? We have to entice we got to get the tourists to tell the crews, hey, the next time I get on this cruise ship, I want overnight in the Bahamas. That's what we got to do. Now, let's get just, call I see you. Let's go to the caller quickly, and then we're going to get back. We got to finish this jet ski conversation. Good morning, caller.
A pleasant good morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you, Sparky.
Let me tell you something.
You ever ride a jet ski?
I traveled down Bay Street yesterday. Apart from the potholes right by the Dolphin, the old Dolphin Hotel, at the corner of West Bay Street and Nassau Street, I mean, that pothole and thing been there. That's Bay Street and Nassau Street now.
Mm-hmm.
To Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Then right around by Sheridan British Colonial, we come by the Harrison Building, there's another pothole, must be about 8 inches deep.
Mm-hmm.
You go in there, your wheel alignment and your tires got busted right on Bay Street.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come down Bay Street, like I mentioned this. We had some one time ago when I was growing up, you go down Bay Street, how women dressed, you call it indecent, exposed. If anybody even thought of wearing a bikini, you could get arrested for indecent exposure.
Mm-hmm.
I gone down Bay Street yesterday. Seriously, it looked like a strip club. I see a lady.
Thank you. I don't know what happened, Sparky. And listen, so I take that example, quick fix, right? And we don't want to lock up tourists because the plantation tourism model system that we operate, the essence of our products is sex and sexiness. We invite people here to feel sexy. They're sexiest, right? Like that's what we sell, right? That's what we sell. Okay. Caller, good morning.
Morning, Ann. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
That caller called us now to tell the man in Palma who got all the money to put the nightclub downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And who will be making the money? You're making more richer?
Mm.
Let's come on, all these people who got money, and they don't have nothing for the tourists to go to.
Okay, but I feel you. Hold on. I feel you. What she's trying to convey is this. We know it take a little while for the business to establish itself. We need somebody who have enough, you know what we call hold on money? You could hold on till you start making your money back. We need a benevolent investor who understands that an investment of this nature will be measured differently. Right? That's what she's trying to convey. But I agree with you. What that investor is supposed to do is empower a small investment group, match what they could put together and maybe triple it. Right? So I can put the two ideas together.
But all these people coming here, 10 people can put their money together, they can open anything. The people that's coming here,
mm-hmm.
they get the money. The people are coming, you got to do something to place the people.
Yeah.
You want a government build place and bring the people?
Well, here's the thing. Here's what I wanted my government to do. What I wanted my government to do was to not just incentivize, but to support the development of locally owned resorts. Not just hotels, resorts, full experiences. Because right now, the only thing the government is doing is primarily they are supporting foreign investor businesses, right? And the way that they support that business creates an environment that appears to disadvantage the local stakeholder. Ma'am?
See, if you want to do a business downtown, the government give you an incentive.
But what's the incentive? Like, see, you want to do
free,
a business
downtown. Duty free.
Okay, let me give you another example, right, of why things look the way that they do downtown. When you see a Greek business downtown, you don't just see one Greek person operating the business, you know. When you see a Greek-owned business downtown, you must know that that business is a part of a grander, a bigger network of merchants that support each other through their merchant culture. Same thing with the Chinese. Same thing with the Haitians. When you see their businesses operating successfully, you must understand that that's not just one business owner. That business owner is a part of a community and a culture, right, that supports their business and its success. We, Bahamians, don't think that we should have to organize that way in our own country. Call, you still there? All right, so I see your text. Let me finish this jet ski thing, and then we're going to get to the text, right? So I think that the U.S. government expects, without having to say, expects us to understand that what they're really calling for is a total overhaul of the industry. You must set up the industry in a way that prevents anyone who is deemed undesirable from entering. That the way to protect the industry, extension, its clients, right, is to structure it in a way that prevents, that assures that no rogue actors can enter the space. Because we can't rely on enforcement. We cannot empower through resources and human personnel the effective operation of an oversight task force, right? And even if it's just speculation, even if they didn't have decades of data and anecdotal data to rely on, even if it's just speculation, look how the police are policing the roadways. Like, y'all don't see the correlation? One is marine traffic, one is terrestrial traffic, road traffic. If the marine traffic is being policed the same way the road traffic is being policed, shut the whole jet ski sector down. That's just a given. Shut it down. Let's go to the phone line, producer. Good morning, caller. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just about to say thank you for your patience. I'm sorry I missed you. Right? So, how do we approach this issue? One person would say, well, then, could we treat it like the security sector where it appears that, like, I'm not sure how the process for licensing security companies, I'm not sure what it is. What I do know is that a large number of security companies are owned or operated by former police or working police, right? And I'm not sure if we could just say something like, well, we can preference or prioritize police and former police officers to do the job. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Good. You saying that they have a lot of rogue fellas on the...
No, that's not what I said. What I said is that a sector like is attractive to...
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
So you say even if any is there, you should weed them out. But I heard on the news this morning that a 23-year-old female police officer was charged with bribery.
In that extortion story, eh?
Yeah, that kind of bothered me a little.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but let me put some light on this thing a little, if you would allow me.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a chance to invite all of the men. Mm-hmm. All of the men. Whether you're a grandfather, a father, a stepfather, a godfather, if you're believed to be a father. We're having a men day on Saturday in Bamboo Town.
Mm-hmm.
Just come up from 4 until. Just all you have to do is bring yourself and bring an empty stomach.
Yeah.
And we got to have dummy nose and some other things. I know them pool table kind of heavy. We got to try and see if we can get a pool table there.
Nice.
It's got to be right on East Street, right on the corner of East Street and Soldier Road. They know where the new headquarters is.
Okay.
Let us put a light. You know, a lot of the time, Mother's Day, people are always doing everything for the mother. Let's try.
Yeah, but I asked, what
the fathers hope.
No, but that's what I say, what more the fathers want. I ready to talk about it. Oh, and I got some things to talk about, Uncle. While I got you on the phone line, right?
Yeah.
While I got you on the phone line, right? I thought...
You know, it's your uncle now.
Yes, absolutely. What are the top three issues for fathers right now? I this is what I put down. Paternity rights and rules, right?
Like, well, let me answer you first, because you don't say what I going to say.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I think... Fathers, I don't have that problem, because my children are big, my children with me.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of women use their children as a pawn. The
mm-hmm.
man didn't give me nothing, so I let him see children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right? Mm-hmm. Now, you tell me this, Miss Green. Mm-hmm. If you see a lady with five children with four different men,
mm-hmm.
what do you think I have a problem?
Pardon?
Didn't that woman have a problem?
Yes. Now, here's what
five
I can say.
Children with four different men.
Yeah, hold on. I do think there may likely be a problem, but we got to be very careful, sensitive when we explore what that problem may be, right? So for many women who, so I met the man tell me he loved me and he married me. I fall in love, lose
That's
my
the
head.
First one.
Right, the first one, we have the child. Maybe he died. Maybe he took a slow train where Jerry Roker was, right?
Yeah.
But now she's got this one child, and she's
yeah.
desperate to figure out how she's going to establish a stable household for this child. So she
yeah.
finds a second man,
yeah.
and she's desperate, and she fall in love again, right?
Yeah.
Your man is, your sweet man, you're already.
Fool me one shame on you.
No, man. It happened to me. Hold on. It happened to me, though. And you know who I am. It happened to me. Y'all, some of y'all sweet bad, man. So, hold on.
You don't get the right one yet.
Hold on. So, by that second one now, right?
Mm-hmm.
You take the risk of having the child because he is living in your household. He
taking care of helping you, the first one.
Right.
Until the second one reaches.
Right.
Okay.
And then you get caught in a cycle because you don't have the agency, like you don't have the capacity to tell that man.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I said a woman with five children with four different
mm-hmm.
men. How much time you could get three strikes and you out?
Mm-hmm.
Even in the baseball game, you only allow three strikes.
Now, here's another thing, right? We like to tout that the Bahamas is a Christian nation.
Mm.
Some of the religious groupings in this country...
That's what we should be called, a religious nation, but go ahead.
...teaching a theology that tells their women in the church that if you engage in any type of birth control, then you are committing a sin.
Okay, Ms. Green, I heard that before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite... I talked to a host before he died. He was highly against boy control.
Mm-hmm.
But what the churches should be teaching is abstinent. Don't worry about the boy control.
Okay,
if you're not having sex, you don't need boy control.
No,
teach them not to have sex. Don't worry about the boy control.
What the churches should be teaching is personal development so that people can exercise emotional regulation. Self-control.
You said something earlier. I got to let you go right now because I know some more people want to get. You said that men have sweet tongue. Sweet talk on their tongue.
Man, they smell sweet. They look sweet. They sound sweet.
You met a couple of them before.
Yes.
Ms. Green.
Yes.
I guarantee you, if you meet me between this month and next month,
mm-hmm.
next Mother's Day, they'll be telling you happy Mother's Day.
Listen, but Uncle... These are the types of talks we talking about. Y'all be, and y'all just be having fun, you know. Some of y'all, man, you just got out your house. You got 2 days off. You're on vacation. You're bored. B-O-R-E-D. You are bored. That's the root of this, you know. People are bored. So they go out playing with other people's lives because they want to get a high. This is a special type of high. When you can turn somebody's eye, when you could turn their heart. It's a special type of high. So that's why I say the churches need to teach emotional regulation and empathy. Empathy, right? Because, yeah, the woman has a problem, but the problem is not necessarily what we all think it is. We go into a break. When we get back from the break, more texts, more calls, and more questions. What do fathers want in this country? Tell us so we could begin helping you achieve it. We're going to a break. We'll be right back. On the Clock with Aaron Green, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Guess who's back?
It's the top of the 31st annual Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Bring it on now, let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action starts July 13th at the Hope Center. Log on to peaceonthestreets.com and register.
Come on, everybody, let's go!
That's the Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Where we shoot hoops instead of guns.
Game time.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world, see how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Good morning. Welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. I got a text in the break. It says EMS is working with what they got. The ambulances are not all like brand spanking new. Some of the things ain't working, and they are trying to do the best with what they have and accommodate the need to communicate effectively with other road users. And so I say to the EMS team, just keep up the good work, man. Just please, we thank you. We appreciate what you can do, and you do it whenever you could do it. We appreciate that entirely. Text says, please note that the jet ski issue is a legacy problem that can't be solved over a short time. The government system have not embraced the persons who are able to bring this issue to a halt. We can only get out of the system what is in that system. We, for decades, look for the results from a system that cannot deliver that result by itself. That's one of the other sort of transitions that I figured we should talk about, because I think y'all already started talking about it on Morning Blend, right? But will the government build a tourism product with the Bahamian people? If tourism is selling culture, have you already in Strawn's Plantation to Paradise, Tourism and Culture in the Anglophone Caribbean? It's a must read. It's an easy read. It's obviously an academic work, But the way that it's composed, it's an easy read. Plantation to paradise, tourism and culture in the Anglophone Caribbean. That's the English-speaking Caribbean. You must read it. Why? When you read it, you'll understand that our tourism product is a plantation model product. People come here to feel sexy. We sell exoticism. We sell sun, sand, and sexiness. Right? That's what we sell. So my question is, how do we build a tourism product that takes into account the actual culture of the people? Instead of this post-colonial pretend politeness that we don't seem to be managing well. Producer, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Aaron.
Good morning.
Good morning again. Aaron, now, if you ain't rocket science, you know, the Bahamas used to be one of the leading destinations for tourism in this atmosphere.
Let's give him an example.
Right.
Gombe.
Right.
Hold on. Let's give him an example. The time, Gombe, the period, Gombe music. The tourists used to come. The musicians would come to make music in the Bahamas. That's go on.
Right, and you know, since we that aspect of our culture was, you know, was killed, we started to see where we are today. But we also could look at the in the Caribbean, who tourism wasn't even close to where our tourism was, but look at where their tourism are today, right? And it's only simply because, for instance, if you let's say if you go to any one of the Caribbean islands, right, you can get the flavor from that island, right? You've been there, right? But our culture, and especially in the New Providence, where the majority of the tourism come, it is no longer an island bohemian flavor, no longer. You know, because we just getting rid of all of our cultural identity when it comes to the food, the drinks, the speak. I mean, the language.
Long time.
So in order for us to bring back tourism in New Providence, right?
Mm-hmm.
All ministry and tourism have to do, go to Jamaica, go to the countries would beat them. Go to Jamaica and go to a place like Dominican Republic and ask them. I mean, in some instances we can't do some of the things because we have that type of structure. Right, as far as, you know, the natural...
The mountains.
Yeah, you know, but there's other things and that we could just take away from them.
Mm. Right? Like, for instance, right, we look at Jamaica, we don't have the heights that Jamaica has, right? We don't have the rivers that Jamaica have, but you know what we have? We have creek systems.
Right.
We have creek systems, and we have world-class kayakers.
Yeah.
We have enough kayak adventure providers that... Nassau will cry if we send them all to one family island to thrive, right?
Yeah.
To go do the work there. So I liken what you're saying.
And we have, and finally, we have the, and we also have some of the most beautiful beaches.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
So there's ways for us to even look at ways in it. And, I mean, it's happening in these beaches because if the cruise ship could set up their private islands, then it only entail beaches. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have all of these beaches around the family islands and just idle waiting for somebody else to come and take it. All of these will be ways that we could, you know, cause our culture, the culture, we could express our culture.
Listen, these people, I got a couple more callers, but these people, I think they too busy focused on what a debt for nature swap could mean for the government as opposed to what it could mean for the citizens. I want to say good morning to Jamaica as they hop on the U.S. lily pad plan. The proposal is on the table. They look like they're getting ready to hop on it. The U.S. lily pad plan that our prime minister said he did not sign in 2022. Good morning, caller.
Once again, Ms. Green, I hope I didn't know if that was cut or I got dropped.
first of all, I'd like to say I really miss Papa. I hope he's doing well. I miss Brayman. I hope he's doing well. I don't know if maybe they just slow down on talk. You remember a guy who used to call in called JT too?
Yeah.
I haven't heard from JT in a long time. I don't know if something went. He was a blind guy too. I don't know if something went wrong with him. But if JT over there, Sparky, say hello, JT. Secondly, on what do men want? I can tell you what I would like, what I want. First of all, I just bought $50 worth of white and black crab yesterday. That's what I want. I would like for the next 50 years to have my crab, biters and back and crab and rice and for the next 50 years.
I got you. Now, I got you, Sparky. Let's go to the next caller. For your men who say you're tired of crab and rice, oh, it ain't over yet. Good morning, caller. Good morning.
You asked a question similar to how do we bring tourists into the various cultures in the Bahamas. Is that what you're looking at?
Well, no. Looking at the jet ski conversation, looking at some of the conversations that took place on Strawn's show this morning, right? I thought to myself, like I said, the framing is that maybe we don't understand what the U.S. State Department wants. They don't just want better enforcement of existing policies and regulations. They want a structural and conceptual overhaul of the jet ski sector, right? And so it made me think, like, who does the government speak to when it's building a tourism product? Like, if tourism is selling culture, right? Then when do the Bahamian people who are the culture, where do they sit in the decision-making process? Because the feedback that I've seen in the media from people in the jet ski industry, right, is almost, like, I appreciate what they're saying, right? They're saying, like, the U.S. seems a bit heavy-handed getting in the sector, you know, like this. What are they trying to do? It's almost as if they don't want us working. They want to bring in foreigners, right? But what they're saying is, y'all been running this sector for decades and y'all, the same thing's still happening because y'all refuse to acknowledge what is required to solve the problem. See, that's why the people in the industry feel that way. They just can't articulate it.
I see what you're saying.
Effectively.
Well, you know, if we are too busy trying to work on other matters, we can't focus on the most important development matters.
Tell me,
we're too busy trying to, you know, hide this and put this under the rug and make sure it stays under the rug. That takes time to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When
mm-hmm.
you have a country to build, but you're now trying to see how you could protect an image personally.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes away from your sight in looking what does the country need. But we need to keep this in purview. If something were to happen to another tourist here from the United States, then you may see the heavier hand come down. But yeah. Aaron, are we forgetting that this is a place where we have quite a number of cultures here living in the Bahamas?
Mm-hmm.
And would it be advisable to have tourists complete a questionnaire to say, when I come to the Bahamas, if you got Peruvians here, let me see if I can visit them. And I can experience the various different countries in one country called the Bahamas.
It's not just the various different countries. What they want to experience is the Peruvian Bahamian connection. Like, hey, I've been to New York. I've been, but there's a bodega. The Peruvian food there is great. It's something about the community because they got Jamaicans next door. And right, the food there just seems special. I wonder how do Peruvians living in the Bahamas, what does the culture look like here? That's what they come for.
Well, if we're too busy trying to stay out of the Epstein Files booklet, we ain't going to really grow the country.
That's something. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. We're going to get to that. Don't worry. I ain't let that pass me. We're going to get to that soon. Here's a text. Oh, good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How you do?
Fine, thanks. You know, you're talking about how we could actually get the tourists or the guests to partake more to our culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, each time we have these investors come here with these hotels, these resorts, they always say, oh, they're gonna be using our seafood of the Bahamas and all that. But yet after a couple of weeks, in fact, I don't know if they even start, the seafood has come from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Far, far away.
Yes. So if the government can have them, challenge them to put a salt water fish tank
mm-hmm.
and one of their restaurants and have the fishermen them challenge them to bring in the fish in the net. You know, one time ago, you could go to the dock, buy fish, fetch fish. If they challenge the fishermen them to go, put the nets down, bring the fresh fish, put the fish in the fish tank, and the guest would say, I want that one that is sent to the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
They clean it, prepare it, send it back. Then they show that they get a taste of our culture. I'm mm-hmm. sure guests will come just for that. So yes. I want to challenge any of our government to partake in that. Then they sign in these agreements.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what is Bahamian culture, Chef?
The food.
But no, let me tell you what I like. You know what? When you see the back trunk open and there's plenty of people at the back trunk, I know the food good, right?
That's a crab, yes.
I know the food good. So, of course, we're not going to be selling tourist food out of back trunks here, but there's a restaurant somewhere in one fancy place in the States, right? You got to get a reservation like 6 weeks in advance or some foolishness like that. It's very avant-garde, right? It's like they on the side of an old warehouse, and they had some abandoned cars. So what they did was they grew the herbs that they're using in the kitchen in the abandoned cars. They paint up the abandoned cars and make them pretty. Then they took the abandoned truck, and they turned it into a dinner table. Right?
Yeah.
So imagine that we had some old cars that we restored for the purpose and turning it in equipment to serve food from.
Yes.
Because even now, the back trunk is the best tasting food in the Bahamas. And so it's a legitimate restaurant with maybe a food truck attached to it, right? But you literally getting your food out the back trunk.
I take your laundry clothes in the same back trunk.
Exactly, right? So you designate that, you create these old vehicles to be the thing,
to replicate
the experience of buying the food out the back trunk.
Okay, I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, look here. Mary gone to Andrus. Mary from Montague Ramp gone to Andrus, and my belly has not been the same since. She did a seafood fettuccine conch shrimp lobster and fish. The things just melt. The conch just melt in your mouth. She used to serve
that.
She used to serve it out the back of her car right there in Montague Ramp. The best. Anyway, that's how we bring the culture to the people.
Yes.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phone line, and I got to get to the text. Good morning, caller. You still there? Good morning, caller.
Aaron.
Hi.
Hey, Aaron. Morning.
Morning.
I love the concept this morning. Aaron, this was what you're discussing really was from my vantage point would have been what the Awaki project was all about. Unfortunately, it didn't turn out to be the way that it would have turned out. And it means now that the powers that be have failed the Bahamian people in creating the authentic Bahamian village where our persons who are, for instance, cooks in a lot of these restaurants or hotel chains that have retired or whatever would have given them the advantage to bring their cuisine, bring their way of preparation and cooking to that village and give our guests, our visitors, and even the locals the authentic taste of what we are all about. They have moved so far away from that. And the only thing left now to do is now to recreate or to create a new area where now only Bahamian persons who are of Bahamian heritage who know about the old style of cooking, especially a lot of persons who are from our islands. They would then have a village where they could bring all that authenticity to our Bahamian, to our guests, so they could at least experience the cuisine side of what our culture is all about.
And listen,
so
and then what,
taking my call.
And what you do is you have surveys for the tourists and surveys for Bahamians to rate every year. We rating the best booths, the best experiences. So when the lottery comes up, right? Because eventually other people won't come into the space, but the space has been designed specifically right for a vibe. So you have a lottery, and the best scoring booths get to stay. Caller, I'm so sorry I missed you. This is music, and I got to get the text out. Aaron, the callers bring out all their talents and knowledge on your show. Use the best. I try to bring the questions that will poke them to pour it out. Happy Father's Day to all y'all male callers eating out of an antique back trunk. I love the Aaron Show cabinet. Listen, if you could take a Cadillac right? And turn it inside into a booth so you could get like four people could sit at a booth inside the Cadillac and make it a convertible so you could lift the roof when it's sunny and close the roof when it's raining. There's another text. What more does us fathers want? Miss Green, we only want respect, just like mothers do. Respect. Play the song from Kevin McKenzie. Daddies are special people too. I can remember that. And text says we are having problems withdrawing our funds. Money is out of the funds out of the government bank. What's going on with we have a government bank? BOB, Bank of the Bahamas? That's what y'all. Oh, yeah, I was having some problems too. Another text. Good morning, Miss Green. I'm a father of three children with my wife. They're all of age now, and I've been with them from birth. And really, all fathers want is to be recognized. We don't ask for much from my kids. Simple gratitude. That's it. Your children, you guys love up your daddy. And like, even when he ornery and think, pinch him under his armpit. Good morning, Miss Green. Did the price of the trip know the paper saying, who sell new paper for $1.29 plus VAT? No. Go to the manager. The government must be open and embrace persons with the jet ski operational experience to fix this issue. Listen, say chefs do not fly Bahamas here. That's why I asked the question, how are we creating the tourism product? But that's a separate conversation from understanding what it is the U.S. government is saying without saying. Those are two separate conversations. We need to have both, Texter. I agree with you there. Another text. Good morning, Miss Green. When are you going to bring back Small Business Thursdays? And with C.A. Newry, they call him for you. That was C.A. Newry's segment. I'm sure he can bring that back. Here's another text. Are we getting this position where so many people have evidence of us being involved in serious crimes and we innocent? Listen, I see my neighbor picking the fruit from the other neighbor tree. How did I see him? Because I was there picking the fruit too. That's why. Good morning, Miss Green. Our first step towards getting more tourist spend in the Bahamas is to give up the idea that the cruise ship visitors are going to spend more money. Listen, the music is there. I gotta go. They're gonna spend more money if we pull it out their pockets. Okay? They don't know what they want. They want to discover the world. We can help them discover it. What's the Stafford sign say? Bring them in and send them home broke. You guys, have a great day. Tomorrow, we're going to continue celebrating fathers. Y'all put your questions together. What more do fathers want? Producer, thank you very much. You have a great day, guys.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.